From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. For centuries, geysers have captured our imagination in places like Yellowstone National Park, where 4 million visitors flock each year. This is partly because geysers are spectacular, and partly because they're rare. There are only about 1,000 worldwide, and nearly half of them are in Yellowstone. Most others occur in just 5 countries. Why are there so few? They require very specialized geology. At the surface, they need caprock to trap water. In the subsurface, they need fissures in the rock so water can flow into and collect in reservoirs and cavities. Below that, they need intense heat. All geysers are in volcanic areas. The bottom of the geyser's water column is closest to the heat under higher pressure, which raises the boiling point. So the water keeps heating without converting to steam. The heat travels up the water column, eventually reaching the top. There, the pressure is lower, so the water can boil. As it turns into steam, it releases pressure on the water just below it, which can now boil, releasing pressure on the water further down, and so on. This chain reaction produces huge volumes of steam, which erupt out of the top of the geyser. In large geysers, steam can carry thousands of gallons of boiling water into the air. In fountains that can last a few seconds to a few hours, and reach heights up to 300 feet. If you go to see one, prepare to be amazed. It's one of nature's greatest shows. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. EarthDate is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.